Okay, our friends. So today it is cold, it is snowy, it is icy here in North America, and we are outside doing fun things. There's lots of things to do. One of the things that's commonly done is ice skating.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Are we inside right now?
Well, we are currently inside reading a story, but we can go outside and
go
ice skating. So, but it's important to know what that's all about. So today I found a great story about ice skating, and I hope that you enjoy it. Today's story is called A Day for Skating. It was written by Sarah Sullivan. It's illustrated by Madeline Valentine. I will put the pictures on my Instagram, a couple of the photos, so you can see what I'm talking about. And I will, of course, link this story on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you do not have this story, you can buy it. And then you can follow along and read with us and don't miss anything. Go and get the book, my friends. Follow along with us and we will read it. Today's story is read by Mommy. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No, Chit. Long space. Chit. Bang.
Chit Chit E Bang Bang.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Let's do some skating then, shall we? But before we do, I want to make this one little statement for you. The author has taken a note and said here at the cover of this book, she says, if you are skating on ice that isn't part of a rink, like if you're skating on a pond or something, it's important to follow safety considerations, right? You should not do this by yourself. An adult should measure the ice to make sure that it is at least 6 inches thick before anybody skates on it. And do not skate on unfamiliar or untested ice or in unlit places, and always skate with at least one friend. Never do it alone. Always have backup. That's important. And in the pictures, we can see why she says that, because there are people skating on a pond. But I think this one was probably meant to be skated on. But let's read about it, shall we? Mittens, boots, parka, cap, crisp, cold, branches, snap, clear pond, shining ice, laced up skates. Check them twice. And we can see everybody out there doing that. And you know what's interesting is that they do have all that gear on. It's important to have your body covered with warm things. Tap and step, then slide and turn. Whoops, fall down. Well, that's how we learn. You know, no one has ever gotten out on ice skates and immediately done well. Every time you have to fall down a couple times before you get good at it. Practicing is part of the experience. Rosy cheeks, cold nose, sore bottom, frozen toes, hot cocoa, snack bar, hut, drying mittens, warming up. Oh, that's another fun thing to do. When you go skating, sometimes there will be places next to the skate rink or the pond that have hot cocos or apple ciders or something warm to warm your body up, and that is delightful. Good friends, gliding in a row, holding on and letting go. That's fun, too, to make a chain. Hockey sticks go clatter, clack. Figure skaters stay on track. See, those are different things you can do on the ice. You can play hockey, which is a game with sticks and a little flat puck that you smack around. And then ice skating is when you learn to do sort of like gymnastics, right? On ice skates. It's super impressive. Couples waltz, children race, happy people, happy place.
Yay, everybody's happy now.
Mm-hmm, we can see everybody having a really good time in the pictures. Shadows lengthen. Time to stop. Loosen laces. Skates come off. In the picture, we can see them. They've had a full day of being outside in the cold and exercising. And they look really happy. Log pops. Fire sparks. Toasty fingers. Glowing hearts. And now in the picture, we can see they've got a fire going. And it's warm. And everybody's warming their fingers and their toes. And they look really happy around the fire. I wonder if they're going to have s'mores. Maybe, do you think? Trundle home. Hang up clothes. In the bathtub. Thaw your toes. Yeah, is there anything better than a warm bath after you've had a day in the snow? I don't think so. Read a story, then to bed. Downy pillows crown your head. Night grows deeper. Day is gone. And now, who's skating on the pond? In the picture, oh my goodness, not that the humans have left, all of the animals are like, let's go see what's going on over there. And the raccoons and the squirrels and the rabbits and the deer and even the bears are like sniffing around trying to figure out what's going on. Why do these people want to be out here? It's a mama and a baby. Which is funny because they should be hibernating, but there they are. The deer, on the other hand, are kind of sliding around going, whoa, what is this slippery stuff? What's going on here? And they look like they're having a great time. I guess they'll have to leave in the morning first thing, though, before the humans show back up again. And that, our dear friends.
You mean our deer?
Our deer. Oh, funny. Our dear friends is, say it with me.
Yeah.
The end.
Wait, we don't have any deer friends. All of our friends are humans.
Good point.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.